Yeah, I was talking about sort of a kirtan trend when devotees come into the temple room for kirtan. They sit at the back of the temple room, which is really a type of psychological torture for anyone who's trying to lead kirtan. It's like a lecturer. As soon as people come in, they sit at the back. What they really say, when you sit at the back, you say, "I'm not really interested, but you know, if you're going to do something entertaining, I may go for it." If someone's really interested, they sit up front. They don't sit up back, and sort of very, very impassive is the word. People are sort of impassive, and they're waiting for someone else to really do something, either to entertain them or just sort of take them on some kind of ride, magical mystery ride. But it's not really what Sankirtan is all about. The devotees sit, they close their eyes, which means you don't see the deities, you don't see anybody else. It's questionable whether you even hear what's going on. And they just... that means you're there to enjoy rather than to actually participate in a group effort, because Sankirtan is a group effort. That's why it's called Sankirtan. Otherwise, it's just called Kirtan. So when a group effort, that means you interact with others. You certainly really have to interact with the devotees who are playing instruments, singer, mridanga player. It's a phenomenal amount of physical work to lead a kirtan for an hour, 2 hours. And then on top of that, there's both an emotional and a spiritual energy to actually draw people in and get devotees to participate. But when that participation is really, really laid back and reluctant, I don't know, maybe it's my old age, but I get to the stage where I don't really feel like participating in any kirtans, or I just chant by myself, and then I got no one to complain about except myself, or I just chant with a few devotees, which I start to do more and more, who I know what to do, know how to participate. There's already a lot of new devotees, guests in the temple room, which means that they already dilute the atmosphere a lot because they don't really know how to interact. And devotees have to not, what to speak of, play their own part. They have to compensate for that. Otherwise, at least my experience is that I don't... sometimes you don't feel the same bhava, you don't feel the same effect of the holy name, which there are many references to like that. Lord Chaitanya, when there was something not quite right, he would say, I'm not feeling ecstasy, there's someone unqualified in here, and there's something not right that's going on. So those are two things. People who are not qualified, or they are qualified, but actually they're not manifesting, they're not doing what they should be doing. And the other is that something is going on that's not particularly right. And that's that also can tend to be a distraction, so other type of distractions. I don't know, people on their mobile phones are paying more attention to recording than to actually participating what they're recording. And then it doesn't happen in the same way. It's like you devotees who dress deities, you don't dress deities with closed eyes. Otherwise you just make a mess. And you'll end up making offenses. So similarly, kirtan is for you have to really be there. You have to see what's going on. You have to be able to react. And then it also means Yeah, learning how to play instruments, not my way, but whatever way is actually required. And at least kartals, the devotees need to learn how to play kartals right. And that's also part of the sankirtan, part of the kirtan. Responding right, Prabhupada, before he sent the devotees to London, and he taught them how to actually respond properly, sing properly, what are the tunes. There's many things that contribute or that make sankirtan successful. And after things get going, then anything goes. Because then the sankirtan, then kirtan takes over. But in order to get kirtan going, then elevetteda barackomat. Jó. Igen. Jó. What was I saying?
To get kirtan going,
huh?
In order to get
yes.
kirtan going,
yes. So there's, it requires devotion to manifest the energy of the kirtan. Once the energy of the kirtan builds up, then the kirtan takes over. Then the holy name takes over, and then things happen naturally on their own, and then there's more scope. But then devotees naturally become absorbed, because what happens when kirtan gets going? Everyone becomes enthusiastic. They stand up. They start to dance. They don't dance with their eyes closed. Everyone starts looking at each other, because that's sort of the natural. Not looking at each other is not the natural effect of kirtan, but the participation. That it's a group effort. Everyone's together, and for that you have to be aware. You have to be aware of everything that's going on, who's doing what, what the mood of the kirtan is, which has to be set by the kirtan leader. Is it slow? Is it fast? Is it loud? Is it quiet? Is it intense? Is it a little moody? All of those things are there, because that's how. It's like there's a red necklace and a gold necklace and a green necklace, and it's not all one. They're all different, and they have a different effect, and they decorate Krishna, they decorate the deities differently. Similarly, the kirtan, the different melodies and moods and so on, those are all offerings to Krishna, just like food. It's not food. Kirtan is not just kirtan. And similarly, prasadam is not just one thing. There's the fruit, there's the milk, there's the halva, there's so many things. There's the sabji, the pakora. Everyone would be pretty bored if prasadam was just one preparation. Every day you just eat one thing. It's prasadam. But with prasadam means variety. And so devotees have to, and variety means you have to relate to variety. So it isn't that variety should be taking you. So sometimes kirtan is like that. Devotees, I mean, they want to be entertained, like this is some kind of show. Oh, here's a kirtaniya, and then afterwards they clap. I don't know, what are you clapping? What's the clapping? Why do we clap? If we're clapping because it was a great kirtan, but then you just, if the kirtan is great, you chant Hare Krishna. That's the best way to show appreciation. We're not clapping for someone making a performance. It's not the kirtaniya. It's the kirtan. It's the holy name that's relevant and important. Or it's like coming in and expecting someone else is going to do all the work and just going to carry me like children. They get tired of walking, or they just get bored of walking, and then they ask the parents to pick them up and carry them. So it's like that. I'm coming in, and now let someone else do all the work, and let them make things happen, and then let me just sort of like surf along or be carried along. But that doesn't really generate the real type of mood that Sankirtan comes along. If one wants to do their own, that's what happens in japa. Then it's just you. And there's everything is up to the individual. But here, it's a group effort. Hare Krishna.